Sometimes we preachers are bad about asking trick questions. Sometimes we ask a question and it's a setup for something that's totally unexpected in the congregation. And sometimes in a congregation we don't appreciate that. And I know what you mean. And so for the sake of disclosure, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this is a trick question. It's really not meant to embarrass you, though. But I do hope that it'll drive home a point. If I ask the question, how many of you believe that we need more preachers in America? And I asked you, how many of you believe we need more missionaries? We need more Christian school teachers. We need more pastors. We need more evangelists. If I asked that question, I think there would be a resounding amen in this auditorium. And I would expect that. But the question that I would like to ask after that is this. Have we been praying that God would do that? That's the trick question. I think all of us know there's a great need. Anytime I'm with missionary representatives, with mission boards and such, they tell me there's a great need. I was just talking to a man who is a military, he's a military field director for a particular mission board. This mission board supervises, assists local churches, and they've placed missionaries all over the world in military installations to American soldiers. And I asked him the other day, I said, tell me, I said, right now, how many men could you use if they were on your doorstep? He looked at me and he said, I have 4 men right now that need to come off the field. Their health is poor and they're at the end of their ministry, but there's nobody to take their place. You see, the need is great. And one of the things that we do as we travel about is we encourage a younger generation to be open to the Lord's leading. I don't believe necessarily that God's called every young man to be a preacher, but I will tell you this, He's called everybody to be surrendered. And I do really believe that God's calling today more than He ever has, just by virtue of numbers, more than 7 billion people on the face of God's earth. And one of the reasons we're here is because there may be young men, young ladies that are in this room. Listen, God's call is upon your life. You've just got to listen for it. But yet you might say, well, preacher, I think my sending days are gone. You say, I don't think I'm going to be going to mission field. I'm established in a career and I believe this is where God wants me to be. Well, listen, I'm glad that you're where God wants you to be. But I want to tell you this morning, you can still pray for laborers. And that's where I'd like to end our thoughts in the Sunday school hour. Notice with me Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. If you wanted to summarize the life of Jesus, you could summarize it in one verb, to minister. Jesus served. He preached. He taught. He healed. His whole life was characterized by one word, ministry. And we do well to learn from that. You know what? Jesus not called us to be served. Jesus has called us to serve. That's true for everybody that's in this church. Jesus has called us to be a servant. You can't be like Jesus if you're not willing to serve. But then notice with me verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. You see Jesus ministering, but then you see Jesus looking upon multitudes. And what does he see? He sees weariness. He sees waywardness. He sees people that need help. And you know, I believe that one of the greatest obstacles to people ministering in the local church and people to hearing God's call, maybe to serve on a foreign field or to serve in ministry, is that we don't take the time to open our eyes and see the need around us. You know, there's probably more affluence in the Fort Mill, South Carolina ever than there's ever been. As far as the Charlotte area growing, that trickles down. I mean, you've got more stores today than you've ever had, probably. I mean, even in the small town that I was raised in, we have more stoplights than we've ever had before. Affluence even hits rural North Carolina. And yet here's the sad reality is while we have more things, I believe in our country, there's more darkness than ever. And I believe that we live in a day and time where the purposes of our churches would be renewed and our actions would be renewed if we just opened our eyes and saw the weariness all around us. Listen to me, there's some things that the American dollar cannot fix. I don't care how well the economy may be doing. To have lots of money and to have more darkness, listen, there's as great a need as ever for the Bible Baptist Church. But Jesus opened His eyes and saw weariness. He saw their waywardness. He saw the multitude, and as a result, His heart was moved. I believe that if people would open their eyes in the pews and even sometimes in the pulpits, that we would see God's call very clearly. But then in verse 37, "Then saith He unto His disciples, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few." You always hear people talking about supply and demand. You hear people say, "Well, I think I'm going into the medical profession because right now it's just such a booming profession." And that's understandable. There's always going to be a need for doctors and nurses, but I want to tell you, there's always going to be a need for preachers. There's always going to be a need for missionaries. And I wonder sometimes if we would treat the needs of those, if I could use the word vocations, I should say callings, if we saw the needs of that like we saw the needs of the job market, I wonder if our hearts would be turned a little bit differently. The fields are wide unto harvest. But then verse 38, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." You know, in our churches, we pray for a lot of things and things that we ought to be praying for. Listen, I'm sure in this church you pray for people. There's a funeral that pastor's going to be doing. There's families that have poor health, family members rather. Listen, you ought to pray for people that have cancer. You ought to pray for people that are bearing burdens of losing loved ones. We ought to pray for those things. In our churches, it's amazing. You know, you hear a prayer list, you see a prayer list. There's all kinds of physical things for which we ought to be praying, and we ought to. But I believe there's a missing prayer in our churches. We pray for a lot of legitimate things, but we don't pray for the Lord to send forth laborers into the harvest. If you're a grandparent here, do you know that if you pray for laborers for the harvest, number one, it may be that God would send your grandchildren into the harvest. Number two, it may be that your children or your grandchildren will be impacted by somebody that you've prayed to go into the harvest, and as a result, they have a good church. As a result, they're thriving spiritually. You see, the ramifications are great. It's all in what we pray for. I cannot call anybody in the ministry. And even if I tried it, I'd fail miserably. But I can pray that God would call and send more laborers into the harvest. In just a few moments, these young people are going to come. Matter of fact, you guys go ahead and come up now. They're going to come and they're going to sing one last song. And as far as I'm concerned, then after that, we can be dismissed for the morning service. But as these young people sing, I want you to think in your hearts, and would you begin to ponder, and maybe even this morning you would commit and you'd say, "You know what, I am going to pray that God would send forth more laborers into the harvest." Would you do that? Look into the eyes of these young people, and as you see them sing, would you say, "Lord, would you call more people like them? Lord, would you reach into our congregations, our churches, raise up more servants. We can't call anybody, but we can pray that God would send forth more laborers into the harvest. And I want you to leave this Sunday school hour challenged in that area. I want you to leave this Sunday school hour with a determination to pray for the laborers for the harvest. And so when they finish this number, when they're done, Brother Ream, you can just tear into another song of whatever sorts, and we'll be dismissed for the morning service. You'll have a few minutes before then.